prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the third day of March 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Dr. Marilyn Singleton, who brought forth a very good point on how COVID's been used to cause fear and divide us and really rule us. So we're going to discuss that in some detail in a minute. Before I do that, we are going to have, Lord willing, church this weekend, starting 10:30 a.m. You can watch us if you like on our website. Go to PastorButch.com and live stream. Click on there, and there we are. We have four different phone lines you can call on this one also. And if you will call tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403. We'll tell you what numbers they are, so you can call us until a Saturday morning, 10:30. 10:30, start off with prayer requests and a little bit of music. 11:30, we do the current events, what's happening in the country, and try to understand Scripture from current events and how Scripture describes current events. Then we're going to do a Bible study that I think you'll find very interesting this weekend. So, anyway, you can join us, like I said, on live stream or call tomorrow and get phone numbers. If I take all the time, give all the phone numbers out, it would take too much time in the program. So just call tomorrow. We'll give them to you. Okay. Again, toll-free number, 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And, of course, tomorrow will be an office day. It will be an awesome from 9 to 4 tomorrow. Take your phone calls. Answer questions if I can. Or if I can help in any way, I'll be here. Chris will be here to answer your question about your orders and any orders you might want to place. And next Tuesday night, about every 2 months, I have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on from BioCare Hospital. In my mind, he has got to be near the top in health professionals. I mean, the top three anyway, that I totally trust with his judgment and his wisdom on how to be a doctor without using tons of drugs. Now, he'll be on Tuesday night. I want you to write down your questions you may have about yourself or a family friend or whatever, or a family member, and ask how you may be able to help him and how you can help him. And folks, I promise you, Dr. Rodriguez will do his best to answer your questions on the air. And he'll give you a toll-free number. You can call him in his office during the day. He's in West Coast time and ask questions. And he'll talk to you for as long as it needs at no charge. That's the kind of man he is. So don't miss next Tuesday night's program, whatever you do. And we're still offering a two-for-one special on the REM sleep and the Tranquil. We have them here, folks, if you want them. We'll be an awesome honor, like I said, to take your phone calls, get it out to you. You can call tomorrow and use credit card, debit card, or write check to us, whatever you want to do. It's available to you while they last, and as long as we can have one special. I don't know when it's going to end yet, but we do have them here. Now, tonight's guest, as I said, is Dr. Marilyn Singleton, MD, JD. And she has put together a very interesting, I guess you'd say, writing and review, a preview on what's happened with COVID and how they're using it, and how they're using it to divide us even more than we've already been divided, folks. I mean, we've been divided ever since, oh my gosh, almost since in the last 20 years, unbelievably, in a lot of different areas. Now to the point of tearing down statues, changing school names, and all kinds of nonsense going on. But let's bring up our guest, Dr. Marilyn Singleton. Dr. Marilyn, are you there?
I sure am. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. I do mean that. And before we get into the broadcast, what we're going to talk about, tell the folks a little bit about Dr. Marilyn. Who are you? How you got involved in all this? And go from there.
I come from a family of doctors. My grandfather, my mother's father, was a small-town doctor, and my father was a doctor. And growing up, I wanted to be a doctor and a lawyer, and I became a doctor first, practiced for many, many years, and then it kind of all worked out. I went to law school while I was still working, and to learn what I could about how our government works, how they come up with all these ridiculous laws and regulations, and I learned a lot about the ins and outs and the stuff behind the curtain, and tried to learn as much as I can so I could keep on helping patients from both the side of actually working on patients and then being able to see what we could do about really knowing about the so-called healthcare policy, which I heard your intro to Dr. Rodrigo, and I thought, wow, this is what it means to be a doctor, and this is what we need to get back to with regard to the general healthcare policy, back to the one-on-one individual, treat patients as individuals.
Amen.
Not like numbers.
Amen.
So that's me in a nutshell.
Well, I don't know if have you ever heard of Dr. Rodriguez with the BioCare Hospital in Tijuana? Have you heard about him before?
No, I hadn't. That's why it was so interesting hearing you mention that.
Well, I'm going to get you his information, so you might want to contact him. He's been a doctor in Tijuana and in the BioCare Hospital for many years. I'll turn you to a doctor. He's going on 80 years old now, but you never know it. I mean, the man gets around like a 25-year-old. But when you talk about treating people individually, my wife and I have been privileged to go down to his hospital twice now, and they do things there that doctors never thought of here. Anything from chelation, and the part I don't like, coffee enemas, some other things, but they do all natural work with you. And I learned more down there in a couple of hours with the doctors that work with me than I have in all the years back here in this country, doctor. And I learned more because they explain things to you. They just don't put you in, like you said, and well, this one's got this, this one's got this, well, I'll do the same thing. They individualize treatments right down to your diet while you're there. And when you're not in a hospital, they have chefs. They're not cooks. Their meals come out looking like pictures on a wall. They're so pretty. And they taste just as good. I mean, they treat you like you are somebody. And when you get down there, after you've been there a few days, you don't want to leave because you're treated so well. They're like family. I mean, right from the lady that cleans the room right on up to the nurses and doctors, they treat you like they've known you for years. And I've been down there twice, like I said, and I want to go back down hopefully this in the coming summer just for a tune-up, I guess you could say. I like it down there at least every, I like it down there once a year, but I was going 3 years before I got back the last time. I want to go down more often. It's just hard getting out of here, get down there to Tijuana and get this done. But I will get you the information on Dr. Rodriguez. I know that you want to talk to him. This man is the most humble gentleman you ever worked with and has a heart of giving that you wouldn't believe. So I'll get you in touch with him. I really will. So you start looking into things a little deeper than most anybody, especially doctors. You start looking behind the scenes and under the rocks, didn't you?
Sure did, and certainly this whole COVID thing brought a lot of things to a head. There are a lot of things that we suspect and about where government is going and what they're trying to do. And I, you know, having said I got involved in that, looking at healthcare policy and looking at how the government was really trying to take over medicine and tear apart the doctor-patient relationship. And then in walks COVID, and it seemed like that was the perfect tool to divide us up, cause us to fear one another, and create this crisis. Not saying that COVID isn't a serious disease, but the response to it has been over the top, and it's totally inappropriate. Well, and it's made people fearful.
It has.
And not just fearful of the disease, but of one another, walking down the street, afraid to look at someone in the eye. All these things, they're very bad for our social fabric and for society.
And that was planned that way, and it very much planned that way. The disease has been hyped up. It's not. In all honesty, it's not as severe as a normal flu, but they hype it up. According to doctors I've read, or doctors who come together in peer groups, the death toll had been hyped up at least 1,600%. But this just didn't happen in America, Dr. Marilyn. This happened worldwide. They brought the economy of the world to its knees. With a hyped up virus that they haven't even isolated yet to prove it exists. Yet they're making vaccines, throw them across the lines, and here they are without testing them. As a matter of fact, I just read today that Moderna's got a new one out to use on newborn babies. And now this is ridiculous. They're not even testing these things, but they're going to put them on, give them to newborn babies. What's happened to America's common sense? I mean, what's happened to the people's common sense?
Well, that's what I wonder. We have to wake up as people and start evaluating things and look at all sides of a picture. Everybody doesn't have to believe in the same thing. There's certainly, we're all different and we all have different goals in our life, but there's some things that are facts and we need to look at them and be able to say, okay, this is true, this isn't true, let me not believe the propaganda. And right now, unfortunately, our news media outlets are terrible. They don't just give facts. Everything seems to be an opinion. They can't even say something that's true. I listened on the news, this big crash. I'm out in California, this big crash that occurred here at the border where 25 people were packed in a car that they were human trafficking. Some of the news stations won't even put it that way because they can't admit that it's wrong to have all these illegal immigrants come across the border. So they're whitewashing a horrible car crash that points out a big problem. And this has happened with so many things. And, of course, back to COVID, it's happened with COVID. We never hear about the good side. Remember when COVID was really peaked out and on the news stations, they had a column along the side, how many people had it, how many people died. Well, number one, when they reported those cases, quote-unquote cases, they weren't really cases. They were positive tests for a virus.
Exactly.
And that doesn't mean you have the disease. And then come to find, and even the famous Dr. Fauci said that the test was oversensitive and it was just picking up dead virus and people weren't even infected. So they inflated those numbers. And I think people would have been careful enough. Nobody had to lie. We're not that stupid. And now that they lied about the numbers, now people don't believe anything. So I think they did themselves and the public a disservice by exaggerating and lying and not being transparent about what was going on. And we get all this conflicting information. First, Dr. Fauci says, don't wear a mask. And he says, wear a mask. And he says, wear three masks. All this stuff back and forth. And some people, that has turned the light bulb on in them, that it seems like they're making this stuff up as they go along. Other people have been sort of lulled into submission by the constant barrage of you're going to die unless you do this. And that's just not true. Very percentage-wise, very few people die. Yes, it's tragic if it's your family member that got really sick. But looking as a whole, very few people die.
Well, they have, and of course, this was done on purpose. You know that, Dr. Maryland, this was done worldwide, not just here. This was done on purpose. This vaccine, this COVID virus, is mostly a hoax in the sense that it's been hyped up to way beyond numbers. And as you said, even the person that invented the PCR test admits that this test was not made for checking for a virus. It doesn't work for that. He admits it, and but who knows? Who cares? It's 94% inaccurate. And the survival rate in the worst class of people to get COVID is over 94%. The most of them, 99.8% survival, 99.5%, I can't remember what it was. So it's been hyped up. Really hugely hyped up, but even if the numbers were right, if there'd been a 500,000 died, there have not been anywhere near that, but if there were, that's one out of every 700 people in this country. I mean, it's not like it's a virus wiping out the population, but it has wiped out jobs, it has wiped out businesses, it's caused divorces, and I know it's awful to say that, but it has. It's called child abuse, it's caused spousal abuse, the pressure and the stress on people that can't pay the bills, they don't react sometimes the way they should. This was done for a purpose, and it's further divided the people in this country. We've been divided over race, religion. Now we're divided over a virus. I mean, families are fighting over this, literally fighting over this. That is what Satan wanted. That's what the enemy wanted, and they got it over this nothing of a virus. It's just unthinkable how we've been herded down the chute like a bunch of sheep right in the back of the truck. Now you go ahead.
Oh, no, absolutely. And what you're saying was so right about the numbers and the way this whole thing was presented. Never once in the beginning, it's coming out now, of course, now that it's too late, that young people, it was rare to die. And, of course, we never get the follow-up as far as did they have cancer, did they have some congenital disease, you know, how many perfectly healthy young people died. And then you come all the way up to if you're over 60 years old is 80% of the people that die. If you're greater than 70, it's a 5% chance of dying, if you get it, not just of dying of anything. And then people have compiled the numbers now that a year has been up, that we had no more deaths last year than we did the year before.
That's true.
So, you know, people are going to die. There's 7,400 people who die every day. The question is, what do you die of? And people argue, well, people died, were at home, so the people who didn't die in an auto accident died of COVID, and it's kind of like, well, so? You know, life is life. Life is not without risk, and you juggle one risk against another.
That's true. Very true.
And we have to live.
Yes, you can't walk in fear. You can't shut down your life out of fear. Well, you can. People do all the time. And even Christians who say they believe in Jesus Christ shut down life and count of fear. So I know they're not walking in Christ because we're told in 2 Timothy chapter 1 that we're not given the spirit of fear. So if you're walking in the spirit of fear, you're walking in idolatry. You have a power. You have the spirit of Satan in you. So don't walk in fear, people. Your life's in your Father's hands if you're truly born again. You're not going anywhere until your time is up. But we do know for a fact that many deaths are caused by other things, cancer, diabetes, whatever, other deaths that were just deaths from different diseases have been marked up to COVID. And we know that to be true. And that's even gunshot wounds. I know for a fact that because they tested positive for COVID, the COVID killed them, not the gunshot wound. This is how ridiculous it's become. But the news media certainly will not report the facts that's going on with this. They don't say anything about it. They don't tell us that a third of the military won't take it. We now have lawsuits coming out for people who lost their job because they won't take the vaccine. Lawsuits are popping up everywhere. As a matter of fact, they're starting a class action lawsuit against the manufacturers of the vaccine, which I don't think going very far because they're kind of protective. Nonetheless, some people are getting their eyes open, Dr. Marilyn. It's just not enough. We got to keep plugging along, get people to quit looking at the TV set and look the truth.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things we can certainly start with and warn people, and this bothered a lot of us, that right when this started, it was started to be clear after a couple of months that the people who got sick and were in the hospital were people who had underlying problems. And you know what the number one was? Obesity.
Yes.
Obesity. And then diabetes. And then researchers worked on it and saw that there was some interaction with the fat cells, and even apparently the vaccine doesn't work as well on obese people. So what does that say? Let's wake up and start taking care of ourselves. But it's almost like they didn't want people to know that, because then you wouldn't need the government to take care of you. So many things we can take care of if we do look out for our own bodies and our own health. Obviously, hey, I'm a doctor. There's some things you need a doctor for. But if you try to stay healthy, then you might not need as many medications. And over the years, we've been sort of preached to, excuse the expression, that medications are the answer for everything. These commercials have people happily frolicking at a picnic after they take whatever medication they're trying to palm off on you. And many of them people don't need. Some they do need. I'm not going to tell a type 1 diabetic you don't need insulin, but you can certainly tell somebody who's way overweight, try losing some weight and see if you still need those drugs. It's trying to pull us away from a relationship with our own body, a relationship with our own doctor, and getting these one-size-fits-all global solutions for everything. And that's where this whole COVID, you know, COVID's going to wipe out the earth unless you get that vaccine. Even though there's treatments, early treatments that a lot of doctors have tried, you don't see that on the news. That gets wiped off the news.
No, you don't. And many of those treatments have been very successful. The drugs that have been around for years and years actually worked on this. They don't talk about that. As a matter of fact, if you see everybody on the news, they're making fun of it. They say it doesn't work. And now, you know, you talk about Fauci talking about wearing three masks. The latest thing come out is you need to wear a pair of pantyhose over your mask so it keeps the mask tight on your face. I'm not making this up. This is true. I mean, this is what's going on. So, you know, if you know
you're going to see somebody walking down the street that way.
I wouldn't doubt it. But there was a time that I'd get you arrested because you can't see your face that well in pantyhose. I don't know. You know, I'm laughing about this, but it's really sad that we've fallen for this. And you mentioned in your preview I had on what you've written. I mean, they have caused division since the 60s for sure, between blacks and whites, and then the Rodney King thing happened, and then, you know, the rulers of the world, the political elite, I guess you could say, the world for years, have used this divide and conquer rule, and that's what's happened. We're seeing it happen. I mean, they're still dividing a family, the nation up in, you know, between black, white, brown, and whatever colors you are, and now Biden wants to pay the blacks reparations because their great great grandma was a slave. I mean, this is further division. It's making people angry. And the COVID thing was just like icing on the cake to kick them over the edge and get them scared enough to obey their masters even more. People don't want to take accountability for themselves, so they turn to government to take care of them. That's why I've gotten this mess in the first place.
And COVID then could become a distraction from things like silly reparations. It makes me sad, and as a black person, it's... people were really starting to get along and see people as just people. You didn't look at somebody and say, oh, who's that white man walking down the street? You know, it was just, no, who's the guy in the nice-looking suit? And people were starting to become that way, and it seemed pretty clear that, uh-oh, people are getting along too well. We're going to have to do something to nudge them and make them start hating each other. And because if people are too happy and you don't have a boogeyman, then you don't need overlords. You don't need the government. And when you go look back at it, you can kind of see that that's how these things develop. But when you're in the midst of it, just trying to live your life, you don't really notice. And it all, we live near where a lot of kids hang out together, and almost every day until COVID, of course, where the kids couldn't hang out with each other. We'd see a carload of boys get out, and they were all different races. And my husband and I say, "What you guys doing today?" They go, "Oh, well, we're just going to go check out the girls." And nobody was paying any attention to what anybody was or anything. And suddenly, they're throwing that in our face. And then bringing up this reparations, which you know will be divisive. Number one, half the black people in the United States weren't even here in the United States. Their family wasn't here in the United States. There's people who came from Africa in the last 50 years, or Jamaica, or some other place. So why would they get reparations? And then white people, half of them weren't. Their family wasn't in the United States. They've come here in the last 100 years. So that's a perfect setup to get people to dislike each other when people weren't even, does a white person wake up in the morning and say, "Boy, I think I'll hate on black people today"? No, they wake up thinking, is my kid going to go to school? Do I still have my job? Does my wife still like me? Whatever. But they make out like all the racial strife is the biggest thing on people's minds. Well, it wasn't. Until they made it a big
that's
thing
right.
in people's mind.
That's why they keep pounding this COVID thing out to the news every day. And thank God, though, some states like Texas, as of tomorrow, the ban's lifted. South Dakota, Governor Noem, bless her heart, never went into this. She didn't fall for this snare. Her state's done very well. North Dakota's finally coming and getting their eyes open. Other places are also, just not near as quickly. Ford has done pretty good. But some people are starting to catch on to this. You can't shut down a nation. Even if there were a pandemic, Dr. Marilyn, you can't shut down a nation and tell people that they can't feed their families because there's a virus out there. The people got to work. They want to work. They have families to feed. You can't do that to them. You just can't. It isn't right. And there's no excuse, according to common law and even the Constitution. You can't take away somebody's constitutional rights just because there's a pandemic. Those don't go away. The duties we have as parents to take care of a family doesn't end just because somebody has a virus. It doesn't
and,
end.
You know, what's really sad is for these kids, and just today or day before today, that a study came out that said that mental health visits to the doctor in children, and that's people up to 19 years old, had doubled, as well as them thinking about suicide. Now, we're talking a handful of youngsters dying of COVID, but more dying of suicide.
Hey, man, hang on to the break. A lot more to talk about, folks. If you want to talk to us next half hour, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All right, folks, we are back. You're here to talk to Dr. Marilyn Singleton. If you want to talk to her, I was told to slow down, get the phone number, so I'm going to do it again real slow. And if you want to join us, hope you will. And especially, we love everybody to call, everybody. But first-time callers are always a thrill to all of us. So, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Questions or comments, please share them. But you know that we were talking about during the break about the numbers and stuff that that in Europe and places where people are literally dying from the vaccine, and they're really kind of starting to admit it over there. This is what's going on, but it's not slowing down as far as I can see anywhere. And the news media certainly does not report a lot of any kind of vaccine ever. And you and I both know that over the years, vaccines have been given out. Many people have suffered adverse consequences or even death because of them. Is that not true?
Yeah, and the thing is, we don't know. Until you have an autopsy and really go through it, we can't say, oh, yes, X person died of the vaccine. It could have just been happenstance and maybe something else is wrong with them. We don't know. There's medical privacy. We don't know anything about their background. But in Europe, they are starting to publicly give some numbers because they vaccinated people in nursing homes first, and there were several, in one place, when it was 70 people, I believe, who died from the nursing home. Now, you can argue if you're in a nursing home, you're already sick and something's wrong with you. Healthy people tend not to be in nursing homes. And so maybe they were fragile. Maybe they were going to die anyway. I don't know, but it's hard to ignore some of the things that are happening. And what scares me are the potential long-term effects. And the FDA, when they were evaluating the messenger RNA vaccines, that's the Pfizer and the Moderna, that they had a list as long as your arm of potential long-term effects. And the long-term effects were far more than the short-term ones. And, of course, there's little things, but you can have effects on your heart, question whether it could bring on cancer, neurologic problems, what some people were getting already is something called Bell's palsy, where one side of the face droops. Now, right. Bell's palsy is pretty common. And this is the problem. Bell's palsy just randomly happens to people. It can come out of nowhere. So somebody can argue, well, maybe they were going to get Bell's palsy anyway. So it takes a while for the dust to settle with all this, where people can actually map out and say, okay, this happened, so many times and within such a time frame that we can say it's due to the vaccine. But they, like you mentioned, they got everybody whipped up into a frenzy, and a frenzy of fear that mm-hmm. people aren't thinking. They aren't thinking straight, like, do I have to do this? Why don't I wait? Why don't I see how this thing is working out? And people aren't doing that. Some are. And in fact, many healthcare workers apparently aren't getting the vaccine. And I just look at it, it's a person's choice. And just like so many other things, we need choice. We need informed consent. And people aren't being informed. You know, they say, hey, take this. You're doing this for society. Well, I think we all need to make our own choices. And if somebody wants it,
I think you're right.
That's fine. And, you know, it's like wearing a mask. If you want to wear one, wear one. It, you know, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. And as long as you can breathe properly, change it often, don't suck in your own bacteria, wear your own mask, but please don't tell me to wear one, and don't tell me I can't go to my job without it.
Well, you know, I won't even go see a doctor because I'm not wearing a mask. I refuse to wear a mask. I know you may say it's hard-headed. That's a conviction in my heart. I can't do that, and I'm not going to do it. So I won't even go see a doctor. Until they tell me I'm coming in without wearing a mask, I'm not going in. But Dr. Judy Mikovits, as you already know her, and I've known her now for a while, put out a very dire warning, and this was done, you can find this on the internet, and find it on our website, folks, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com, look under health news or COVID hoax. You'll see Dr. Judy Mikovits saying that 50, that's 50 million people in the United States is going to die from the vaccines. Now, you have to hear, I mean, I'm going to have to have in the program explain the whole thing behind that. Right after her, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which will be on the program here on the 22nd, said that it's either going to cause death or it's very serious side effects. Starting within a few months after, up to a year or 2 years later, these all fall in place. And Dr. Marilyn, it is a fact. It is a fact. And you watch this on video, and God helped invent this. This vaccine is not really a vaccine. It's a DNA changer. And they'll tell you how to cut your DNA and splice it in something else. And when you go mess with human DNA, you're doing something you shouldn't be fooling with. That is not something God intended for us to do. But they admit they're going to change the DNA, and the Pfizer vaccine is going to put nanobots into you, and that's also a fact. So there's more to it than saying, hey, we got a vaccine here that may help with this disease. They're actually doing things they don't tell you. They're measuring DNA. They're putting in nanobots into you. I'm not saying they're all doing that, but these I know Pfizer is for sure. And this is where we're headed, and people don't take time to ask questions. They just get in line to get the shot. They don't check it out. They don't examine it. And don't you think we should be adult enough and responsible enough to check it out for ourselves? It's not hard to find if you look for it, is it?
No, and we should. And some of the things, it's kind of like the whole DNA thing. It's a little more complex. It's not like it goes in and changes your DNA. It doesn't go in the nucleus of the cell. It goes in the cytoplasm of the cell, where there's only one kind of DNA, mitochondrial DNA. So, there, you know, there's some subtle differences there, but we still don't know what it's going to do just because it hasn't had human testing for several years. And this is the thing, you know, until this month was the shortest vaccine that ever came out, and it took 5 years.
Yes.
When you just look at those numbers and say, and admittedly, it's a different kind of chemistry and all that, but what bothers me, yeah, you know, new chemistries come out all the time, and many of them are quite good, is the fact that we don't have prolonged human trials. I mean, and there were no animal trials, so, you know, we have no idea what it might have caused in animals that react similarly to humans. And so we just don't know long term. And this is where I'm glad I'm old, because I would be very torn, you know, if I were a 30-year-old couple trying to have kids or something. You know, what do you do? And they tell one member of the couple, well, you need a vaccine or else you can't come to work. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. I think it's a terrible position to put people in. But one thing that's pretty clear, as long as these vaccines are under that emergency use authorization, they can't force you to take it. And that's right there in the law.
That's right.
In the FDA paperwork, it's in the Code of Federal Regulations that if something is under EUA, as it's called, you cannot be forced to take it.
No, and I'm looking for the law that people look it up online if you want to. That's it is law, folks. You don't have to take something that's experimental, and this is still experimental big time. All of them are. I mean, Johnson & Johnson just came out with theirs two weeks ago, and now they say they have another one for children. That's a little bit quick on the draw in my book. I don't know that I trust them with that, to do that quickly. I don't trust them very far anyway, but especially in that quick a case where all of a sudden they have a vaccine that's going to be put in newborns. There's something just isn't ringing true one night on that. Let's take a phone call from a very dear friend of mine in Arizona. Gary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Bush. Excuse me.
Good to have you. By the way, thank you for that special gift to the ministry.
You're quite welcome. By the way, did you get the pictures that I sent you?
I did. I put them up on the outside of the house, keep termites away.
You know, the last time I did an exterminator around your house, I sent you a bill for $36.50, and you never did send that back to me.
I know.
And I told
I didn't
you
get
I
that
prefer.
To you.
Yeah. So I prefer that in gold or silver coins. So I just want to refresh your memory on that. No, I would like to ask a doctor something very seriously.
Dr. Miller.
Since this vaccine was pushed through so very quickly, does anybody have any really idea of the effect it's going to have on a preborn baby?
Well, they don't.
On
the CDC website and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, how it's put is there is insufficient data to make a determination. So, in other words, we don't know. So what can you say? And what you have to look at, and this is why people, I think, need a prolonged discussion and not just, oh, come up and sit down and take a jab, is that you have to weigh the risk. And you have to say, what's my risk of getting the COVID disease versus what's the risk of having some pregnancy problem from taking the vaccine? And that's a decision somebody has to make, because there isn't enough data to tell somebody an absolute yes or an absolute no.
You know, I try to. I have a ministry where I try to get people not to abort their babies. So, on the street, and so on and so forth. But women of childbearing age, if they're underneath 40 years old, the risk of them getting this virus is very. Is that true? So, I mean, if that's true. I would suggest that these people wait until there's some results on that. Could you speak to that issue, and then I'll just put it off here and let somebody else.
And that's what I would do. If you know, and I think the group that they're going to be able to look at pretty shortly are healthcare workers, because they were first in line. So you're talking about since late December, there's going to be some women of childbearing age that have had the vaccine. And so we'll be able to kind of look at that picture, I would say, in a couple of months. And if I were a random person who weren't on the front lines where you'd be being exposed, you know, not a paramedic, a police officer or something, where you're exposed to a bunch of strangers in emergency situations where you could get spit on or coughed on, that hold off. Why don't you wait till there's more data that there isn't the rush. And Dr. Marty Makary of Hopkins has even said, given that the COVID cases have gone down 77% in the last 6 weeks, that it's already on the down curve. So why put yourself at risk if the disease is already going down? And in his opinion, he thinks it's going to be burned out by April. And interestingly, the first SARS back in 2003, it burned out after about 14 or 15 months. So we're kind of, it'll be interesting if this one follows that same pattern. And Dr. Makary guesses that maybe 55% of people have either already had it and have some sort of natural immunity. So, and one of the things is younger people tend not to get sick. It doesn't mean that they might have such a mild case that they don't even know they had anything. You know, maybe feel just tired for a day or two and that's it, and kind of blow it off. So they might already have antibodies. So there's a lot of mites and question marks and maybes. And until that can be settled, if you're not in a high-risk category, personally, I would wait.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm a high risk, and I wait myself. I want to say one thing, Gary, and let you right back up. Well, they're saying because people are getting vaccinated is the reason that the numbers went down so dramatically. And not that many people have been vaccinated yet, but they're saying the vaccines actually what turned this around. Go ahead, Gary.
She pretty much answered my question. I was just so concerned about the preborn babies. You know, it's bad enough that I guess one out of every five pregnancy now ends up in an abortion, and we don't need something else killing these babies. And so I'm because I work with that all the time. But God bless you both for
thank
what you,
you
do, Anna, and thank you for the information. And you all have a blessed evening.
Thanks much, Gary. And you know,
thank you.
A study was done started back in 2004, Dr. Merlin, and ended in 2000s. I think it was 2011. But they didn't publish it until 2017. They found that testing about 50,000 men, that the sperm count in men has dropped 50%, that's 50%, between 2004 and 2011. Now, that's been 10 years ago. What is it now? It's hard to say. But if this does affect babies, then it causes disease. It could be another way, I guess you could say, birth control. And one more topic here, then we'll take another phone call. This is for real. Flying syringes. Bill Gates wants to release genetically modified mosquitoes to inject you with vaccines. He donated $100,000 to a foundation in Japan. I give the doctor's name, and I'm not even going to try to Hiroki Masuka. At Arizona University, Jeshi McKenna University, are going to experiment by giving if mosquitoes can carry diseases, why can't they carry vaccines? Now, this is not a joke. This is really going on. They said this is the best way to deliver the vaccines to humans, especially those they can't get to or those who don't want them. Now, that's actually been discussed right now by Bill Gates, you know, the guy that just got his doctor's degree here about 2 months ago and become a professional in viruses. So this is where we are in America. This is where we're sitting. I just go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
You sure about that, Butch?
Yes, sir. Come on in.
Well, this stuff violates the Nuremberg decision. Because what the heck is Gates trying to do? He wants to eradicate the white race off the planet. That's what the deal is. And if this lady says no, she don't know what she's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know there's a war on the Caucasian race. That's obvious. But unfortunately, I think they've done it. They've experimented on Africans and everything else. That's why they kicked Gates' information even out of Italy. They don't trust him.
And happened to both.
Oh, yes, absolutely. This has happened
and
all over the world.
Why this guy in prison and put on death row? Won't Fauci and those other people at the CDC and the food and drug people? They're a bunch of communist organizations, all they are.
Well, you know, Gates is too wealthy to be put in jail because he funds too many politicians. That's why he funds politicians. Politicians are not going to touch him, and I don't doubt he's funding judges, but that's just the way it is. Yeah, oh yes, that's just a fact. Very good fact. And Mick, I want to thank you for the call and information. Run out of time so fast, but thanks, Mick. I'll see
you. Butch?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now then, was it God forbid putting porn material in
absolutely.
Our bodies?
Absolutely. Especially aborted baby cells and animal DNA. Yeah, no, that's
and
totally
Dr.
forbidden.
Saul,
oh, yes.
All we know is mercury.
Yep. And that's about all of it. And a whole lot more I can't even pronounce. But good point, Mick. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you. And you know, Dr. Marilyn, I think if people understood what was in these vaccines, not just the one for COVID, but all of them, they would think twice before they put it into the children. Matter of fact, I have a written conversation between a gentleman and his doctor, and he asked him, if I would do this, if I would give this to my child, what would happen? And he said, we'd turn you over to Child Protection Services. So then he told the doctor, this is the vaccine that you want to give my baby. The doctor was astounded. The gentleman showed him the paperwork. He was astounded. He became angry that he'd been deceived in this for years. Now, this many doctors, I think, have a sincere heart, Dr. Marilyn, that really think they're helping people by giving them vaccines. But how far have they examined the vaccines themselves? That's a very important question.
Well, it's very interesting, but so many things all start to dovetail into each other. Okay, you get these doctors who work for the big healthcare systems. They have 7 minutes apiece to spend with each patient. They're doing the electronic medical records at the end of the day because you can't do them while you're seeing the patients. You're finished with the workday at 8 o'clock. Do you really go home and read all these directives that come out, like Pfizer, Moderna, they sent out what is in the vaccine, a very long list of things, some of which a lot of people are allergic to. And I really doubt that a lot of doctors, some have, I'm not going to say some haven't, but some have read it, but I'm sure a lot haven't read it. Lots of it is just salt water as a medium to inject the stuff, but there is polyethylene glycol, and people are allergic to that. Those are those lipids. That's that fat nanoparticle that's around the shot that they give you. So there's things in there, and it might give people second thoughts about it. I don't know. People should be told.
They should be.
But, and what can you say? I know how it feels to have a big lineup of patients and you're trying to see all the patients and there's not time to sit and chat. And then you compare that when I had my practice where I could spend as much time as I wanted with any patient. And it's quite the difference in it. And you could pull out the fact sheet from the manufacturer and go over each of the things that are in there. This just isn't done these days.
No, it is. And, you know, to be quite honest, it should be up to the person who's getting the vaccine to do this, because that is what I need to look at as an individual, because I'm talking about my body or my family's body. It's partly my responsibility, most of my responsibility, to make sure what they're putting in me. Find the information, look about it. Maybe I don't understand the words on it. I can always find those also now. There's no reason why you can't find these things out. If you don't have a computer, find a friend that does. Someone type this in and see what this is. You might be surprised, folks, what they're putting in our body and calling it for our health. You don't put foreign DNA in your body and fix with the body. That just doesn't work that way. That's forbidden by the Word of God. You don't do that. But nonetheless, we've done it for years, didn't even think about it. So I'm asking you as a pastor and a friend and a brother in Christ, research these things before you do anything. Don't take my word for it, even Dr. Marilyn's word for it. Check it out for yourself. COVID has been used for a lot of reasons. And one reason is to divide families. In my own family, Dr. Marilyn, there's been division over this.
And I'll tell you, if you want to just overall think of it as one way, your body belongs to you,
that's
not
right.
The government.
That's right.
So So unless you want it to belong to the government, you take back control of your own body.
That's our duty. You know, unfortunately, in the scriptures, and I've been preaching for 40 years, I do read the Bible a little bit. Nehemiah chapter 9, Nehemiah was complaining before God, well, all these things are happening to us, you know, all these bad things are happening. Then finally he said, but we know it's our fault. Because of our sins, these things are happening. And he said, right in chapter 9, down the last 3-4 verses, he said, because of our sins, because of what we've done, the people that you put over us have dominion over our bodies. That's what they're claiming today. The dominion over your body. You gotta have this vaccine. You gotta fasten your seatbelt. You gotta wear a helmet. You gotta do this. You gotta, you know, that's what they're doing. And it's the Bible tells us why. Because of sin in the nation, murder of children, sodomize their sons, pervert their daughters. All this adds up. And now they're exercising authority over our bodies. And as we were warned in the scripture would happen. But folks, that does not relieve you of the duty of saying, no, I'm not gonna do it, and I can't do it. Doctor, we're down about the last 2 minutes. What are you going to say in closing?
I just want to let people know to take back control. And health care, medical care, as they used to say, is the cornerstone of taking your whole life over. So that's the one thing that you can't give away. You can't give away your body. And true. Insist that you were told everything. And if the clinic you go to or the doctor you go to doesn't have time, you say, I'll make an appointment. Here's my questions. And I'll tell you, when you go to the doctor, always go in with a piece of paper. Have your questions pre-written out, and that will help get them answered so you don't have to kind of hem and haw once you're in there.
Keep it organized. And by the way, I'm going to email you Dr. Rodriguez's contact number after we're off the air. And I would like to add you to our online magazine, our Minuteman magazine. It covers a lot of different issues. If you'd like to have it, I'll start sending it to you every month if you'd like to look at it. Totally free.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to add you to it.
Absolutely.
I will send you Dr. Rodriguez's contact number. You mention my name. You'll be talking to his personal secretary and tell her that you'd like to talk to Dr. Rodriguez, and you're on my broadcast, and I promise you he'll talk with you about anything you want to talk about. You'll be tickled pink that you called him, and I'll give him information to you after you go off the air, okay?
Okay.
And I want to thank
all
you so
right.
much. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Dr. Singleton. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
God bless, honey. Appreciate it. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. And, of course, I'll be back survival, Science of Survival with Nellie Seastrom on Thursday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So y'all have a great night, and I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.